Dave Sobel here, host of the Business of Tech podcast. We're going to talk today about an update to our diversity of leadership teams in the IT industry. And let's dive in. This is the third quarter reporting around the diversity of leadership teams in the IT industry, with a specific bent of those serving the IT channel and SMB customers. The first report was in September of 2020, focused on 100 initial companies and 876 humans, finding 82% were white, 19% women, just shy of 2% were black. It was expanded to 300 companies and 2,966 humans, and more slices of data for December 2020. For this report, in March of 2021, I've maintained the 300 companies. There have been a handful of companies removed due to the fact that they stopped publishing their leadership teams on their website, and those companies have been replaced with new ones. Let's update. Overall, we are now measuring slightly more humans. Without fail, the numbers have not moved more than 1 percentage point overall. Size does not matter. Nor does looking at the data on vendors versus providers. Nor does it do so on the US versus the rest of the world. I won't belabor the specific percentages, and I'll highlight them here in the video and in a full downloadable format linked in the podcast or from the website if you want to see the numbers. No need, really. The headline, they didn't change. Nearly identical to December, now in March. 84.7% are white, less than 2% black, and 18.82% are women. I will continue to update this data quarterly. If you'd like to report your company into the database to help make sure the data is more accurate and to push for visibility, you can do so. You can visit businessof.tech, and there's an option to reach out. The intention is to highlight success stories as well as highlight the difference between the average and those who are monitoring their data. In December, I highlighted how this configuration of leadership teams are designed to underperform. Check out that episode. McKinsey has data showing that diverse management is 35% more likely to have financial returns above industry mean. The Carlyle Group found 12% more earnings per year for companies with diverse boards at the helm. My data is not off from the norm. Korn Ferry did an analysis of chief information and technology officers in 2019 and found about 18% were women, and it raises about 1% a year. I also want to highlight Wired's coverage of diversity theater. Many of the self-reporting can be summed up in these two paragraphs. Consider the annual ritual of the diversity reports themselves. When companies issue statements after missing diversity goals, the apology usually comes from a chief diversity officer, one of the few non-white executives at the company in the first place. Quote, "We aren't where we'd like to be," Facebook's chief diversity officer, Maxine Williams, wrote in 2017. Quote, "We continue to have challenges," she wrote the next year. In 2018, she was one of only 9 black females among Facebook's top 1,053 executives. "We must continue our work," wrote Melanie Parker, Google's head of diversity, in 2019. Google listed only 5 black females among its top 357 officers in 2018, the most recent numbers available. You'll note I'm not spending as much time on my own data this quarter, not only because it hasn't changed, but also because there isn't much to work with from the space. NASDAQ submitted a proposal in December requiring companies that list on the exchange to report their board diversity and to have at least one person who identifies as a woman and one person who identifies as an underrepresented minority or LGBTQ person on their board, or to explain why they don't. Investment companies BlackRock and State Street are asking companies to report the board diversity, and California law requires business headquartered there to have at least one board member from an underrepresented community by the end of this year. Before you think this is a low bar, NASDAQ found that in the 6 months prior to the diversity proposal, 75% of the companies listed on the exchange wouldn't have met the requirements. So let's look at the practical things that can be done. First, reminder, you can expand leadership. Boards and executive teams can just be expanded. Don't wait for someone to leave, just make more leaders. This is very true for small companies. You can easily make changes. Second, from a hiring perspective, a simple recommendation. When hiring for any position, do not stop looking at candidates until you've talked to at least one that meets the criteria. This is likely going to be hard to start. You'll find your current system may not be presenting enough diverse candidates. Rather than complain, you will change the system. Over time, you'll find a system that does bring you more diverse candidates. Finally, let's talk about cultures. Enzo's Speak Up 2020 report says 59% of women of color and 43% of white women said they'd experienced discrimination at tech conferences. That's just conferences. At a very minimum, leaders need to be examining their internal culture. Are you building an inclusive environment to retain any talent you do hire? It seems simple, but the indicators are we aren't retaining enough talent either. I'm keeping this quarter's very simple. Why? The three things I just discussed are big. These aren't easy. Just addressing them would be a huge amount of work, particularly for small organizations. And if the data is any indication, we need that. A lot. Small solution providers are not looking very good in the data set. This is a multi-year process. Starting now helps. And remember, the data is really strong for those who do invest here. Thanks for listening to this bonus episode of The Business of Tech. Remember, if you like this kind of content, you can support it directly. Visit patreon.com/MSP Radio for our Give What You Want program. Every little bit helps, and we are supported directly by listeners like you. I'll talk to you again tomorrow.